Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, hello, everybody. What's going on? It's Jesse Lee, and welcome to episode 569 of the show on recruiting. I'm excited because you're going to find out, if you follow me closely on social media or if you're already in the accelerator or if you go to bossley.com, that I do have a 5-day recruiting challenge coming up. So once you listen to this episode and you want even more, just stay tuned for information on that because I'm super excited. This episode is all about recruiting. It's one of my favorite topics. When I recorded this, I had about 10,000 personal recruits. I'm over 12,000 at this point in time. But y'all already know I'm putting up some content that is a little bit older as I heal from colon cancer. But this is still an oldie, but it is really a goodie. And you've never heard it before, and I think you're going to love it. If and when you do, make sure you screenshot it, put it in your stories, tag me at I'm Boss Lee, tag some friends if you'd like to also. And we can also start giveaways again as well with those 5-star reviews on Apple or Spotify or wherever it is that you are listening to this episode of the People's Mentor podcast. Also, enrollment for the Boss Lee Accelerator is wide open. We don't open all the time, but we're open right now. So if you're looking for coaching on mindset, join Silver. If you're looking for tactical training because you need to scale your business and grow, make sure you join Gold. We just finished an AI training and you will get it for free as well if you go ahead and join the Gold Annual. And then we have Platinum for the leaders who need to scale their business and learn the systems it takes to take your business to the top. It is not just for network marketers, it is for anyone. Just like this episode, the podcast is not about just recruiting and network marketing. It is recruiting for any and all job and business forces. So I hope you guys love this episode of the show. If you do, make sure you share it and leave a review. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Hopefully see you inside the challenge or the Boss Lee Accelerator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, hello, everybody. What's going on? It's Jesse Lee. You can call me Boss Lee, and I'm excited to talk to you today about solving the issue some of you might have of recruiting a network marketing organization or just a sales team in general. This is something I'm really, really comfortable training about because I have personally recruited almost, I'm knocking on 10,000's door, almost 10,000 personal recruits in my 11 years in the network marketing profession. It's something I love to do. It's something I'm super passionate about, and it's something that I love to train on. So if you think this is going to be useful, make sure you save this stream. Make sure you share this stream. Make sure you tag some people on your team. This is going to be fast and in your face a little bit because I do have another meeting I have to get to. So I love you guys. So you can drop flames at any point during the broadcast if you love it. And otherwise, make sure you hit follow if you have not already, if you don't already follow me on all platforms. So I got to tell you what, look, I want you guys to become masters of recruiting because look, you can sell all day long, but the multipliers in your business are going to be the business builders. If you do not have people that are multiplying your business, you are literally screwed. Okay, unless you just want to make a couple $100s, which of course is successful to plenty of people. For me, it was not successful because I was trying to change my entire, not only my life, but I was trying to change legacy, which requires obviously an organization. At this point in time, we have a global organization, 1.4 million customers worldwide. And that is not just my customers, of course, that is because of the ability to recruit team members. And so I do talk about this quite a bit, but I know we are about halfway through the month here in February if you are watching live. And so I think it's really important that we try to get you guys in whatever team you are, in whatever organization you're in, on the path to financial freedom and abundance, okay? And that's going to take leadership and recruiting. Now, with that said, if you are interested in a Well, whatever, we'll get there in a second. Let's just go. Number one, you've got to decide with conviction, okay? You have to decide that this is the path that you want to go on. You have to decide that no fear is going to stop you. You have to decide that no matter what somebody says about you, about your intentions, about how you build, about how you lead, about what you're doing, that you're not going to give up, okay? I am in this mindset. Like, I could go make a TikTok right now with that sound that's like, you look so dumb right now. Okay, I might after this, actually. So if you see it on my TikTok, that's why I did it, because of you guys. You just inspired me, okay? But you're not going to scare me away from my network marketing business, and you're not going to scare me from recruiting. You're not going to scare me from changing people's lives, because if I was not given this opportunity, if I was not shown a network marketing opportunity, where would my life be? Do you understand? We all start with the same opportunity in network marketing. Whether you do something with it or whether you don't do something with it is your prerogative. I did something with it. And if I didn't have this opportunity, my life would be nowhere near the way my life is now. And so my level of conviction is so, so strong in this. My decision in bringing in team members is so, so strong. My conviction and belief that the network marketing profession is the best profession in the world for an average person to live an above average life is so, so strong. Forget about it. I don't care how challenging things might be. I don't care how many people tell me no. I don't care how many people comment stupid stuff in my videos. I don't care how many haters I have. I don't care how many videos people make about me. I don't care. I'm not stopping. So you can continue to do whatever you want to do. I'm going to continue doing what I do. When you make that decision, everyone watching this, does this make sense? You can drop yes below. When you make that decision, you are making a promise to yourself. And by doing so, you can help hold yourself accountable. Okay? Next thing is, you got to have a recruiting mindset. You've got to think about things a little bit differently. So many of you think about things just around, oh, I just want to make quick money, which is really where I was when I first started 11 years ago. I really needed to make $300 a month. It was not an option. I was going to lose the room I was renting in a basement. I had to make $300 a month. And so I had to shift into a recruiting mindset. I had to shift into, I had to shift into the mindset of, I am looking for people who want to be business builders. That is my mantra nowadays. Like, I don't want to just recruit people. The only people I want to speak to, like, don't even slide in the DM. Don't go to the link in the bio. If you don't want to build a business and make six figures, multiple six figures or seven figures a year with me as your coach, don't slide in my DM. Like, I love y'all. I want you to win wherever you want to win. I am on the war path to business builders, right? And war path is a little aggressive, okay? But I've got this mindset that I am a business builder. I have the mindset that I am the best coach to get people to six figures and seven figures. I have the mindset that I want business women and men to run with me. And that is different than, oh, I just want to share the opportunity with anybody who wants to hear about it, okay? I'm looking for business builders. And yeah, customers are great. Like I said, got 1.4 million of them. But I'm telling you, if you want to scale, you got to find people who want to build. You can't scale based off of people who are only interested in, you know, I don't know, not making any money. Like, I love the community too, but I'm talking business right now, okay? I love the community. I love the trips. I love the swag. I love the trainings. I love all that stuff. Are we trying to build? We try to chill. Make the decision. Once you made the decision, it shifts. You need to look for builders, okay? And don't get offended. I know some of you getting offended. Somebody's getting offended right now. Somebody's going to take a little clip of this and make something. Listen, here's the deal. Look at your business the same way as a recruiter who is trying to fill a position. They're going to look for the most qualified person to fit the job. Does that make sense to everybody? When I think of recruiter, I always go to the military in my head, right? Because I remember growing up in small town Maryland, and I remember going to the cafeteria, and every day it was either Air Force, Army, Navy, you know, like Marines, always the Marines, okay? All over, every single day, there were recruiters there. And I will tell you, if you were not that smart, you were not going to get a position that required a bunch of brains, okay? If you knew you wanted to join the military, they were going to put you in the position that you were best fit for. And so I'm looking for builders. I'm looking for builders. It works the same in network marketing as the military, as any recruiter that slides into your DM on LinkedIn or anything else, okay? It's not about convincing others why they should think differently. And that's the game so many of you are stuck in, is you spend so much time, oh my God, tell me I'm wrong. Thank you for sharing. I see that, Andrea. You spend so much time convincing people that this is the business model to freedom that you can't even find the builders who have their hands raised saying, I want to build a business. You're so busy chasing people, and you're going to have to replace people you have to chase. Stop convincing people. There are millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of people right here on Instagram, right here on TikTok, right here on YouTube, right here on Facebook, right here listening to the podcast. We just crossed over 5 million downloads. Y'all are the best. I love you. Okay? There's plenty of you that have an entrepreneurial mindset. And yes, there are people who belong in jobs, but those entrepreneurs, they don't need to be convinced. Winners don't need to be convinced to show up to meetings. Winners don't need to be convinced to be trained. Winners don't need to be convinced to make money. Winners don't need to be convinced to win because they win. Okay? Stop convincing people. I love this. Lori goes, I own a recruiting company. You're so right. All right, there we go. That's all I need to say. Let's keep it going. If this is good for you, make sure you guys share, okay? Look, I know it's a process. You show the plan, you show the plan, you show the plan, you show the plan, you show the plan. All I do is show the dang on plan. I'm showing the plan. I'm showing the plan. I'm showing the plan. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Want to join me? Want to join me? Like, yes. Yes. And then from there, the way people's energy shows up in business is what I match. Period. If you are running, I'm going to run with you. If you are crawling, I'll let you crawl. If you are walking, I'll walk with you. Okay? That's cool. But I'm looking for the sprinters because business success is a marathon of sprints. I don't know who told you otherwise. Okay? Tim Grover calls it a series of sprints. I've been calling it a marathon of sprints for a couple of years now. And I'll tell you, those people who are putting in that effort, those people that are getting in the system and growing with you, those people, come on. Yeah, the compensation plan, the opportunity plan, whatever you got going on. I'm constantly talking about it. I'm constantly sharing, as should you, if you want to build a business and you want to recruit. Now look, Fraser Brooks is one of my best friends. Hopefully y'all know him. He's my dude. He always says network marketing is turning strangers into friends and friends into family. Y'all got to get better at relationships. Buy up every single relationship book you can find. Don't bother asking me what relationship books. Try G-O-O-G-L-E. The website you're looking for is google.com. Go to Google, look up the best relationship books, and learn how to make friends. Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. That's how you recruit. You have to build relationships with people, my loves, okay? Making friends and building relationships is what this business and what this life is about. And it doesn't mean it's always done with prospecting in mind. It's just sometimes you'll have conversations with people that you really enjoy having in your friend circle. And next thing you know, you're like, oh, they start asking you business questions. You're like, wait a minute. I did not know, Juliana, that you were interested in the business. I was just hanging out with you because you're Italian and Lord knows I love Italians. Hold on, wait a minute. Dominique over here, girl, like we have so much in common. Are you kidding me? Aquila, you're like, my sister, let's go. Jasmine's my friend. Like, ah! Next thing you know, Jenny's asking questions. Next thing you know, Ben's asking questions. Next thing you know, Sarah's asking questions. Next thing you know, Sierra goes, hold on a minute. Like, I trust you. I like you. I kind of like your lifestyle too. Like, hold on a minute. What are you doing? I really like this. How do you take these trips? How do you have these cars? How do you have a team that you're on Zoom calls with, every day of the week if you want to be? I just need to know more about this. I've made incredible friends in my business, incredible friends through my business. And if I had been so scared of speaking to people, if I'd been so scared to show the network marketing compensation plan, if I'd been so scared to talk about my product, your service, your opportunity, if I was so scared to go live, do a reel, do a TikTok, do whatever, I'm telling you right now, we would have so many, I would not have the life I have. Like I actually kind of dread thinking about that, what my life would look like if I had just succumbed to all this fear. And creating friendships is a lot easier to do, than thinking, oh, I gotta get them. That's not my intention. My intention is creating relationships. How many of you have I engaged on something of yours, whether it was a post of yours, whether it was a comment of yours, whether it was a live of yours, whether it was any of these things? Have I ever watched a story of yours and reacted? Any of you can put a yes in the comment. There's going to be a lot of yeses. I'm going to tell you right now, there's going to be a lot of yeses because I spend a lot of time looking at your content and going, is that someone I would want to spend time with? Because that person's commenting on my stuff. Do I like you? Oh, no, I do like you, Jenny. Oh, Heidi, I do like you. Dawn, I do like you. Okay, Sadie. Okay, all right, okay. All right, Nicole, I start to get to know you. Now, you can ask all these people, have I ever messaged you and slid in your DM and been like, girl, have I got an opportunity for you? No, 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 no. Because I'll tell you what, the relationship is way more key to me because I know that if they're in a different opportunity and they go, you know what, I got this friend, Andrea, opportunity's not right for her, but she's probably super aligned with Jesse Lee. The first person you're probably going to refer people to in network marketing, if it's not you, is me. It's just the truth. Because I have so many relationships. So many relationships. Interact with people. Share what it is you do, right? Create the know, like, and trust I talk about all the time. Super important. I know, Kish. I know who you are. All right? Next, you better start developing some daily habits that are positive, okay? You better start by having some kind of routine in the morning. I want y'all to have some kind of routine in the evening. Nobody talks about nighttime routines except for Jesse Lee Ward, but here we are, okay? Y'all have got to get routines. It's important. You got to set yourself up for the day. You got to set yourself up for the night. That's just a fact. Okay? And so for your business, set daily methods that you know you're going to hit, daily metrics you want to hit. Maybe it's an amount of people that you want to talk to. Hi, cheeky cheekies. Hi, baby, baby. Did you have a good walk? Amount of people you want to talk to, amount of people you're going to connect with, how many comments you're going to write back to, how many pieces of content are you going to put out. I batch so much content. So much content. It's crazy. All the time I'm making content. I'm putting out content. I'm doing live videos. I'm connecting with people. I know how many comments I want to respond to. I have all this stuff done. And just don't go to bed until you're proud of yourself. Just don't put the head on the pillow until you go, I'm done. That's what I needed to do today. Okay? That's what I needed to do today. And now I feel like I've done something. Okay? Just commit to connecting. And maybe for some of you, you're going to go jump off the crazy bridge and try to do 1,000 things at once. I'm not telling you to do that. Some of you need to start with one person. Can you connect with one person a day instead of the zero you're currently connecting with? Can you start connecting with two people a day instead of the one you're connecting with? If you're connecting with two, can you do three? If it's not two, can you do five? Like, just scaling stuff and let people know you care. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. That's the reason why so many of you follow me ravenously, right? You follow me everywhere, on everything. You follow me because you know I care about you. You follow because I write back. You follow me because you know you're not just a random person to me, right? I'm constantly responding to you. It's amazing the people who follow a bunch of celebrities who never respond. It drives me nuts because I can't wrap my mind around that. I don't understand why you spend all your time commenting on Kylie Jenner's stuff. When was the last time she wrote back, right? It makes no sense to me, but it is what it is, okay? And maybe some of you need to set a daily method around how many times you're going to introduce your business opportunity a day. Right? I have mentioned on live video today my business opportunity 0 times on this live video, but probably like 7 or 8 times today so far. I've mentioned the 40% off sale. Here we go. I'm doing it right now. I've mentioned there's a 40% off sale from the link in the bio. I've mentioned that there's a $1 keto club at least 7 times. Here we go. That's number 8 for the day. I'm consistent with it. Then I'm about to go into a training, an opportunity event at 6:30 that I gotta get on, right? That I'm gonna present people the business opportunity. It's every freaking day. Okay, it's every freaking day in every freaking way. I'm constantly talking about it. I'm ebbing and flowing it into my daily activities. It doesn't have to be pushy. Some of you are pushers. I'm not a pusher, okay? I just let you know there's an opportunity. If you want to do it, do it. I'm not going to drag you to it. I already established this in point 1 or 2 of my training tonight, okay? So make sure you're doing the self-development. Make sure you're putting in the time. Make sure you're letting people know what you do. People will love this, all right? Next. You got to get good at telling stories because facts tell, stories sell. And I know I'm talking fast, but I got another meeting to get to. Write that in the comments. Facts tell, stories sell. Facts tell, stories sell. Facts tell, stories do what? Put it in the comments. I'm telling you right now, I might not be a mathematician wizard up in my head. I am pretty darn smart. That's true. But I will tell you, I am not necessarily the scientist. I am not necessarily the super, superstar, analytical person. I'm not the one who's going to run you through the comp plan, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I will tell you stories all damn day long though. I will tell you stories all day long. I got a really cool story that happened today. I was literally walking out. This is a true story. All my stories are true, but I thought this was pretty cool because how many of you feel like people are not watching you? How many of you feel like nobody is hearing you? Because I got to tell you, there are still some days where I go, what the hell is going on my Instagram algorithm, my Facebook algorithm? I get in this moment sometimes where I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I don't feel like anything. I don't feel like this is working. You know, like I've been there, done that, got that t-shirt, just so all of you guys know. Today, I'm walking out of the oral surgeon. My wisdom teeth grew back because I'm part shark, okay? I got a fifth wisdom tooth coming in. So I come in, I got this fifth wisdom tooth that's coming right out of the socket that I got the flipping thing taken out of, right? I'm walking out of the thing. I scheduled my surgery for next Tuesday. So if I'm a little like interesting on Tuesday, next Tuesday, that's why. And this man looks up with this blue shirt on. He does one of those things. I'm like, what? Hey. And he's smiling so big. And I said, hello. And he takes his phone and he does one of these. And I can see it. He's like halfway down my newsfeed on my reels. It's me in a leopard print sweater. me in a leopard print sweater. He goes, oh my God, Bossley, I was just watching your reels and now you're right in front of me. It was the coolest thing. I'm like, why are you looking at my reels? Like, guys, it's cool, right? Like, these little things happen. Look, y'all just got really involved in that. Look at the comments. I didn't even sell you anything. I didn't even make you feel any type of way, right? But that's because telling good stories is a skill set. Get good at telling good stories, first and foremost. When it comes to recruiting, what stories do you know? Because, see, I don't have all the same stories because I'm just Jessie Lee. But I can tell you stories of single moms. I can tell you stories of people on our team who were literally homeless, and I've helped them earn a free car. I can tell you stories of another five-figure a month earner who just got her check yesterday. She's never had a five-figure check. Boom shakalaka, 25 years old. Bam! Here we go. Here's another one. We got another six-figure earner, right? Like, I can tell you stories about, what other stories you guys want to know? I can tell you stories about international business. I can tell you stories about international business. I can tell you stories about men. I can tell you stories about women. I can tell you stories about people that are in their 60s earning free cars on our team. I can tell you about the 18-year-old who earned a free car on our team. Hey, Amber Higgins is on here, little rich, right? Like, I can tell you all kinds of stories because I know everything. Y'all need to write that down. You need to be a purveyor of stories. You need to be the person who knows what's going on in your organization. You need to be the person who can tell the stories that are real, true stories about what's going on in your business. You need to know the stories if you're in a health and wellness company of the people who have lost 140 pounds. You need to know the stories of the person who had cystic acne whose skin looks like this. My skin looks like freaking glass now. Are you serious? Like, I'm going from cystic acne to this? Like, please, okay? You need to know the stories of the person who, you know, has had crazy diagnosed whatever, ADHD or something, I don't even know. And now they're super wicked focused like this. You need to tell the stories of the sleepy mom who no longer has brain fog. You better know all these things. You got to be a master storyteller. That's how you're going to win. I'm telling you right now. It could be your personal journey, but it could also be your uplines journey, your downlines journey, your sidelines journey, the journeys of everybody in between, okay? You need to know that, and you need to understand the compensation plan. All right. Next thing this triggers people, but I'm going to say it right now. You need to be a sponsor, not just a recruiter, okay? I've done long trainings on this before, so make sure you follow me everywhere, because I'm running out of time. Okay, follow me everywhere and we'll go through this. But too many of you just recruit people. You sign them up and you leave them to be. And you can't do that. If you want to have success in your business, you need to sponsor people. You need to recruit people, then you need to sponsor them. Sponsors are people who help people. Sponsors are people who are there when the phone rings. Sponsors are people who are there when somebody's in a crisis and in a struggle. Okay? Now, I will tell you, you need to earn your sponsor's time, but you better be sponsoring these people. Danielle knows my training. She says, I love your sponsor versus recruiting training. It's a good training. Follow me. It's on my Instagram, my Facebook, my TikTok. It's on everything. Okay, so just go find it. You need to take your business seriously because signing somebody up is not the same as leading them. There's a big difference, okay? And I will tell you my favorite Zig Ziglar quote. Zig Ziglar is one of my greatest mentors. He always said you can get everything you want in life if you help enough people get everything they want in life. And I will tell you right now, that is the key to success here. Is you have to not only be so worried about yourself, because being about yourself, whatever. Anyone can be egotistical. What I love about network marketing is that the only people who actually win in network marketing are the people who reach down and help other people win. And there's too many people who do not ever reach down and help people win, and that's why they never win long term. All right, next, never focus on friends and family. Write it down. Say it again. Never force your business on friends and family. You got a bunch of people out here taking really bad coaching from really bad coaches who are telling people to basically harass your friends and family. Not today, Satan. I'm not interested in it. I want my family to be family, my friends to be friends. If my friends and my family ask me about business, I will answer their questions about business. But until then, I am not talking to you about business and I'm not talking to you about my product. I am not interested in it. No. No. Not a good recruiting strategy. Whole bunch of you are so focused on that being your recruiting strategy, that's insanity to me. Cut it out. You can share it with them. You can be normal about it. But too many of you go, let me tell you about my new great business opportunity. You're literally about to get evicted from Christmas, evicted and taken out of Easter dinner. Okay, Easter's coming up. You guys, they're not sharing the ham with you. They're going to forget to invite you magically. I'm just telling you right now. Okay, no means no. All right. And so this whole thing about, you know, make a list of 100 people you know, it's not like necessarily wrong, but I don't want to make a list of 100 people I know. I would rather be taught how to build a brand from my coach, from my mentor, so I don't have to go harassing the 100 people that I've already known. When I go to church every Sunday, I'm not knocking on the guy's shoulder in the pew in front of me saying, hey, George, have you heard about ketones and ketosis? Have I got an opportunity for you? What the hell? Absolutely not. I'm there to have my Jesus time. Would you please? Can we please pray in peace? Some of y'all are really harassing people. Y'all are going to Bible study in adult forum just to recruit people. That is creepy. Cut it out. It's weird. Okay? Stop it. Just stop it, for God's sake. All right? Treat your MLM business like any other business and focus on your specific target of people. You all have a specific network of people that you will attract to your business. Guys, I attract very diverse people, but generally speaking, it is people who like energy, okay? And it could be people who, at first, you get a little scared by me. Like, can you put, like, scared? If I ever scared you when you first came across me, can you put scared? I'm just wondering. And now maybe if you like me, you can put love or something in the comments, okay? I tend to scare a bit of people at first, and then they go, oh, no, she's really smart, and she's not actually always that energetic. It's only when she's doing her coaching trainings. Okay, hold on a second. I do like her, okay? I scare people, but then I attract people with energy. And energy, let me tell you something, money follows energy. Write that down. Money follows energy. I'm gonna say it one more time. Money follows energy. So if you're doing this low energy, low vibration, low, you're gonna get really low results. You're not gonna have an easy time attracting people on the internet, and you're probably gonna have to go back to harassing people at church, okay? And I would like to not be the person sitting next to you in the pew that's getting tapped on by you. So can you please learn how to re-energize yourself before you get on a live video, okay? Okay, I love this. I was scared, now I love you. There we go, Cassie, I love this, okay? All right, next, you gotta be someone who listens. You wanna recruit more people, y'all better start listening. Stop talking so dang on much, which I know sounds weird because I'm talking really fast and really loud. This is just a training. We'll get back to the slow talking soon, okay? Look, listen and ask good questions. Ask good questions. Ask good questions. Stop talking so much. Great recruiting line. What questions can I answer for you? That's pretty much all I ever ask. What questions can I answer for you? Because the only way you can find out what somebody's needs are is by asking questions. It's the only way, okay? People will literally tell you, and you need to start asking some better questions, like what are your goals and dreams in life? Where do you see yourself with this business? Where do you see your family in 3 to 5 years? What are you doing currently to move your dream life forward? Is there an amount of income you'd like to make a month? What is your amount of income that you have to invest, right? Do you have a plan to make this money, how you're gonna get there? Like, ask these kinds of questions. I know I just said those really fast. You couldn't write them down. Just watch the replay, because I really have to be done in literally less than 2 minutes, okay? Next thing is you have to avoid putting a ton of pressure on each individual person. There's a reason why I'm not pushy. There's a reason why I don't do the crazy psychotic follow-up. My follow-up is right here. If you need me, DM me. My DMs are always open. If you don't DM me, I'm just going to assume you don't want to do business, okay? If you don't DM me, if you don't message me back, please understand I get hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of DMs a day. So if you want my attention, you got to slide back up in that DM. There is nothing worse than a pushy recruiter. Do not be that person who will get a freaking restraining order before they stop because you don't know when to quit, okay? There's no reason for you to have desperation. There are 2 billion people on Facebook, 1.5 billion or something on TikTok. I don't know how many billion on Instagram. God knows how many people all over the place. You don't need to be desperado. You do not need to be desperado, yet so many of you are out there really, really being desperate. You're repelling people. You've got commission breath, like, I have to hit a bonus. People can smell you a mile away, so stop it. And the last thing I'll say, and I gotta go, if this is useful, please hit share. Please hit follow. Very, very important. That way, otherwise you're gonna lose the live, because I'm about to shut it all down. You have to be enthusiastic. I already talked about energy, but listen, you are the energy of your business. You are the driver of your business. How you attract people is through your energy. It's essential you have enthusiasm around your business. It's essential you have enthusiasm around your service. It's essential you have enthusiasm around your product. You have to be joyful around what you're doing, because an energetic, optimistic, and positive person will attract so many more people than the people who are out there being just ugh. You will attract way more flies with honey, okay? I don't even know if that's actually true. Bees with honey? I don't know what the saying is, but y'all gotta be more positive. When people think of you, you want people to smile. When people think of you, you want them to smile. You don't want them to think, oh my gosh, why am I even here? And I will tell you, every single one of you is capable of greatness. Every single one of you is capable of having the team you want. And the last thing I'll say, even though I said I was going to say the last thing, one more thing. If this is useful, say, drop a flame in the comments below. Share this sucker out. Okay, follow. Look, do not take rejection personally. I was just texting someone about this today, someone very, very successful. I said, he was talking about how He's talking about how he was made fun of a lot as a child. He's wildly successful now. He was fat. He said he was a fat kid growing up. I said, you know what? It's interesting you say that, because I was the fat, nerdy band kid when I was growing up. And I think that's why I don't take rejection personally. No doesn't hurt me. No doesn't bother me. Being ignored doesn't bother me, because it wasn't until I was like 25 that I got hot. And then like I hit 30 and I was like, damn. And then I hit 33 and I'm like, well, what the hell? This is all new to me, okay? So rejection is more natural to me. And so I don't take rejection personally. I know you're not talking about me. I know you're not talking about my opportunity. A person's lack of interest is not a reflection of me. It's a reflection of them. And I'm okay with that. So I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. I hope you loved this training today. If you did, make sure you follow me. My name is Jessie Lee. You can call me Boss Lee. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Ciao, ciao.